I'm Dale Behan, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company of Texas. You're in the oil and gas business. You know how important it is to transfer water efficiently and timely to your completion job. That's where the Western Company of Texas can step in and be your partner. We've earned the reputation here in the Barnett Shale as a premier water transfer company because of our dedication to quality and service. We have the largest inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available to fit any and all of your water transfer needs. Plus, we can work with your team to secure water as well as rights of way. And finally, I can promise you that we will always be ready to go 24/7. So give us a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434. We have locations in Cleveland, Fort Worth, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Give our dedicated water transfer team a call at 940-648-3434. The Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend gearing up for another outstanding lineup. And back with us is one of our regular guests and personalities that is always so fun to catch up with. He's certainly remembered as the former quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings and led them to their first playoff appearance. But even before that, Joe Capp spent many years in the CFL, the Canadian Football League, and today he is a member of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Always a pleasure to welcome in one of my dear friends from the land of enchantment, Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where he grew up and that's where he was born, Joe Capp. How are you, Joe?
Good morning, Elissa. This is always nice to talk to my favorite female sports expert.
I'm not sure if I would be labeled as an expert, but you know, it's interesting. In the past, all the years that I've interviewed you, we've always really geared and focused our interview on the time with the Minnesota Vikings. But you know what? The CFL just got underway, and I know you just returned from, Vancouver earlier this week. Tell us about why you were up there and some of the fun festivities.
Well, you know, as part of the historical part of my life, after the Rose Bowl at Cal, University of California, in January 1, 1959, I won't get into the business side of it, but a lot of American football players went to Canada, and the Canadian Football League has been and has a great history. Especially years ago, they had really equal talent to the NFL. And so they had a reunion here this season. They're putting a new top on BC Play Stadium where the Lions usually play, and where they're playing their season this year at Empire Stadium, which is the stadium that we played in the Grey Cup with the BC Lions. And the following year we won the Grey Cup in 1964. Up in Canada. So it's like a birthday party, get to see the old people. We had a great back called Willie Fleming. He and I were sort of halftime guests. And it's just a wonderful look back at the support and the history and how proud the people are up there about our first team that won the first Grey Cup for the city of Vancouver and the province of British Columbia.
And of course, you have so many special memories. You talk about winning that Grey Cup in 1964. You also were with the Calgary Stampeders, 59 through 60, and then, of course, the BC Lions, 61 through 66. Can you kind of share a little bit about perhaps some of your other special memories and your time in the league, and perhaps, you know, maybe give us a quick comparison? What was the difference, you know, playing in the CFL and then going on and your career expanding to the NFL and playing with the Minnesota Vikings and Bud Grant?
Elissa, the game of Canadian football is has 12 people. It too has a history. It evolved from rugby, like I think maybe American football did, And it's an exciting game. And the history and the business of it, I mean, I could tell you players, Jackie Parker would have been an outstanding player in the National Football League, a versatile player, just a great athlete, and lots and lots of great names. Tom Brown, one of our teammates, was the Outland Award winner at the University of Minnesota. He had a great career in Vancouver and in Canada. So the Canadian League is up there. But then, of course, the growth of the United States population, you've got now 30-some teams, 32 teams, I believe, and so it's bigger, the cities are bigger, the media contracts are bigger, so at some point, I wanted to play back in and make a name in the NFL. I wanted to come home, I wanted to come to California. You know, they have enough teams here. I'd like San Diego, Oakland was here, San Francisco 49ers. Why can't I play at home? Because Bay Area was home for me. And I want to see taco stands and palm trees and beaches. but that wasn't, I guess, my destiny. So when I did have the chance to play in the National League, they sent me to Minnesota. And I said, well, I don't, you know, that's great. I want to play. And Bud Grant was a coach then at that point. I said, but I've already been to the North Pole. You know, Minnesota's a little bit cold. But that was my fate. You go pick the peaches where the peaches are.
Well, and you know, it's funny as you share that story and you recount that. It's almost like God had a sense of humor because here, as you had mentioned at the top of the show, you were born in Santa Fe, then you guys migrated over to California. But you spent, you know, your entire professional football career playing in cold weather, you know, with the Boston Patriots and then, of course, the Vikings and the Lions and the Stampeders. I mean, you're wearing a parka and moon boots all the time.
Well, believe me. I don't care if you're a Mexican or a Norwegian. cold is cold.
You got it.
And we always thought it was a bit of an advantage when we played for the Vikings. The L.A. teams would come in, you know, the little cupcakes, and they couldn't stand the cold weather. And we felt we had an advantage. We had a tremendous team with the Vikings, just as tough a team as you could ever find, and I don't mean tough in a bad way. I mean just hardy, strong people. There might have been two better backs in the world than Billy Brown and Dave Osborne, but there were no two tougher backs. It'd be very cold outside, and I'd get to the locker room, and here would be Bill and Dave. Cutting the sleeves off their shirts, so I obviously had to do the same thing too if I wanted to be in the same backfield. So these are kind of small little things that you remember, and that's what we do now a lot. We remember a lot.
Well, it is interesting if you kind of follow your career too. You know, I mentioned here that you led the Minnesota Vikings to their first ever playoff appearance.
Never mind the playoffs, the first ever Super Bowl, Super Bowl IV.
Well, and let's not forget and highlight the stat that you threw for 7 touchdown passes, and that still stands as the all-time record.
Well, yeah, nobody says mentions it. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Well, what's funny is you were talking about how cold, you know, the weather is up in Minnesota, but you did that in the month of September, so you were like, as long as it's a little bit warmer. I mean, what's the temperatures like in the month of September up there?
You know, September can be beautiful, and I must say the people in Minnesota are so and were so appreciative at that time that it was just a great experience. Like I say, with the teammates. And you continue to see it. The league has grown. There's so many teams now. I can't keep track of some of the places that they play in. But it's a heck of a game to get those mean little guys off the streets. Excuse me, mean big guys off the street.
Absolutely. Joe Capp is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are well underway in our interview, but we do have to pause and recognize our corporate partner and sponsor, and that's our friends at Western Company of Texas. And you can check out all their information at their website. Just Google Western Company of Texas and also go to our website. That's eradiosports.com. And before we continue reliving more memories, Joe, tell us a little bit about as far as what you're doing. I know that you're very involved in traveling across the country doing corporate speaking, and you too have a wonderful website. Direct our listeners there.
Well, Alyssa, over the years, I went back to Cal and I coached 5 years. We were fortunate enough to be playing a great player, John Elway, and the Stanford Indians.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if they were still called the Trees. They might be the Trees. The point is, they were pretty heavily favorites, obviously, with Big John, a great player that he was. So we had a great game plan for him, and the plan worked all the way until the last minute, where they went ahead and kicked a game-winning field goal, except he left us 4 seconds. And in those 4 seconds, I've been told that it's the most exciting, voted play in the history of football, with our concerto of laterals and upfield. We win the game. So that was a lot of fun. And so it carries me into, but then I didn't last forever as the coach. And so we then have done lots of speaking to corporates over the country, and little by little it's now evolving into where we have a foundation. What do you want to be? We ask the question. Every person counts. And we found that over the years, ball players have access to golf tournaments and things like that. So people like Claude Crabb and Billy Kilmer and Roman Gabriel have golf tournaments as fundraisers. Well, I'm not so good at golf. I found out that the ball was too little. But we've raised, with lots of other players, lots of money for good causes. But here in the Bay Area and the state of California, we're connected now with a lot of tremendous foundations and educational type programs, keeping kids in school, motivating them through their interest in art and music and sports. And like Monday, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the basketball coach at LSL High School has got a program, and he's got, I think, over 200 kids playing basketball year round, and in a tremendous in an area that has last year 38 homicides with the gang stuff. And so that's positive. We're going into the prison at Soledad, where we're going to try to talk to prisoners and put a program in there. So it's educational. It has to do with our mental health, our motivation to be somebody and basically just be a good, solid citizen.
Joe Capp doing some great things, and of course, giving back. That's the most important thing. Joe Capp, the former quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, has so many great things to share. And I'm glad you did bring up the play, of course, in 1982. But your son now is playing football at the University of California. Tell us a little bit about Will Capp.
Well, the old boy was an outstanding athlete. My oldest son is a public defender at Santa Clara County, and it's it's always fun to see somebody that you grew up with succeed and find a kingdom that they can be an expert in, or at least be happy in their work. And that's my oldest son. My second son now is made the varsity at the University of California, and we're looking real hard and rooting for him. And that's all I do. I don't coach him, or I leave that to Coach Jeff Tedford. But he's playing fullback, and we think he's going to see a lot of action this year.
Well, I got to throw you a little bit of a curveball, you know, since we got onto the topic now, talking college football. So much for the dog days of summer. What did you think about some of the movement that happened within some of the conferences across the country? Of course, the Big Ten going to really almost the Big Ten plus two.
Well, they're doing it for money, no doubt, for contracts that get more and more advantage financially. But if you start to give up too much loyalty, too much tradition, I can't imagine teams in California, UCLA, SC, Stanford, Cal, not playing in a league. You break down loyalty, you break down tradition, and that's what it. I'm a cliche. What is sport all about? Is rooting for your team and hoping that you can win the game or know the reason why. So I don't think it's necessarily good. Financial contest, it shouldn't be a financial contest. It should be a contest out on the field.
Absolutely. Very well put. Joe Capp has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, it's so interesting. There's been so many success stories that have come from the CFL since that was the focus of our interview today, you know, from Doug Flutie, Warren Moon, Jeff Garcia, Joe Theismann. But Joe Capp, we won't forget you, all the wonderful things you did. And, of course, as I mentioned, you are in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. You forgot my – I'm in the Migratory Football Hall of Fame.
There you go. You're in so many Hall of Fames, I need to just, you know, write it all down. Joe, congratulations. And we will definitely catch up with you here in the month of September. We want to kind of keep an eye on your son and see how things are going out there in the Pac-10. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Alyssa.
We're going to step aside. Bill Madden will be joining us. Of course, we will be talking about George Steinbrenner, his passing this past week, and the brand new book out, George Steinbrenner, The Last Lion of Baseball. We will be right back.